Last week was a day that America celebrated called Mother's Day. And we honor our mothers, whether dead or alive, by having pleasant thoughts of them. And hopefully, if they were alive, we called them and let them know how much we cared for them. If dead, then we pause for a moment to be grateful for what they've done for us. Paul, writing to the church in Ephesus, Ephesians 6, verse 1, says, "Children, obey your parents of the Lord, for this is right." So I'd like to deal with that passage and other things, but a little bit of history of Mother's Day. In 1907, a lady by the name of Anna Jarvis decided that she wanted to honor her mother. And her mother had died 2 years earlier when they lived in Philadelphia. So she wanted to have a special day to honor all mothers. In the year 1910, West Virginia became the first state in the Union to actually have a Mother's Day. And it was something they started to celebrate regularly. A year later, almost all 50 states, at the time there were only 48 states, decided to officially adopt May, the second Sunday of May, as Mother's Day. And it was President Woodrow Wilson who, at that time in the year 1914, who officially proclaimed Mother's Day a national holiday. Anna Jarvis was very, very upset because the day that she had selected to honor mothers became a commercialized date. And there was a convention, they were selling white carnations, and she was very, very upset about that. In fact, she got arrested for disturbing the peace at this. She made the comment that she intended this to be a day of sentiment, not a day of profit. And it bothered her greatly that people were celebrating these things. And in 1923, she actually filed a lawsuit to stop this from occurring. But obviously, it didn't happen. But there's some things that mothers deserve. And what are some of the things? Well, first of all, they deserve obedience. I would hope that we would obey our mothers just as Paul told the people in Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents. Mothers and fathers are both parents, so obey your parents and show respect to them, as Colossians 3, verse 20 points out. And it is right. It's the proper thing to do. Solomon was considered the wisest man in the world, and he wrote the book of Proverbs and some of the Psalms as well. In Proverbs 1:8, he says, "Do not forsake the law of your mother. When she tells you some things, do this." In Luke chapter 2, verse 51, Jesus obeyed his mother when growing up. And in verse 52, he increased in wisdom and in knowledge and in stature and in favor of God and man. That he cared very much for his parents. And remember, even on the cross, where he told Mary that John would now be her son, and he told John Mary would now be his mother. And so he wanted to care for her even though he was going to leave this world. So it pertains to the point of during the time that he was being raised as a child. Not only obedience, but mothers also deserve respect. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth, Ephesians 6, verse 2. If we honor our parents, what a wonderful blessing. Now, it's not a promise that if we honor our parents, we're going to live a long life. That's what you might call a truism. It's just like if we train up our children when they're young, when they're old, they will not depart from it. That's not a guarantee. It still could happen if they leave the faith. Solomon himself was one that wrote this, and yet look how he turned out. It's the point that normally this will occur, and the likelihood of a child returning is going to be much stronger if they've been properly taught and guided and trained. And it may take a long time. It might even be later. I mentioned to you about Jewel Smith. When I baptized him in 93, and he said as he came out of the baptistry, as he stood up, "If my father only were here, he was an elder in the church, and I broke his heart because I never would obey the gospel. What a tremendous blessing it's going to be with my father in judgment day, for him to know that I'm now part of the body of Christ." He was a man that took 93 years before he finally recognized the need to totally submit, and he lived in that condition as a faithful Christian for 10 years before he died from just old age at that point. But he was one that showed a great amount of concern. Another thing that we owe our parents is affection, especially our mothers. Notice here in the Bible, it teaches us a lot of things to consider. Elisha demonstrated affection properly due to parents in 1 Kings 19, verse 20. And why not, when they give us so much affection as children, why don't we show concern for them? How often do we say, I love you, Mom, and really mean it, not when we want a cookie or some other blessing, but just because we care for them? Any of you recall when your children would come up and they would give you a hug and say, I love you, Mom? Probably one of the first thoughts going through your mind is, what have you done? What's going to happen when the other shoe falls to the ground? But the point was, if we care for our parents, we shouldn't be ashamed to tell them that we love them. There are so many folks that have told me at the time of a funeral, if I could only tell my mother one more time how much I loved her, if I could only let my dad know what he meant to me, that I never did tell him. Make sure that you show affection and concern and compassion for them. And this affection is not only just in words, but it's in action. And if we realize that they deserve affection, then give it to them. Don't just wait until the second Sunday of May. Every day should be Mother's Day. Another thing that we think that mothers deserve is wisdom. And they deserve this because of what they've done. Solomon in Proverbs 10 verse 1 says, a foolish son is the grief of his mother. And then read Proverbs 17, 25. I mentioned earlier about Luke 2:52, how Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man as he grew from childhood to adulthood. But mothers worry enough for their children that we shouldn't give them unnecessary grief. And I don't know about you, but probably I gave my mother some grief when I was younger. Not even necessary, but it happens sometimes. I tried to be a good son, but there are times that I look back and think that probably wasn't a very good idea. There are things that I can't undo, but I remember how my mother nearly died out of shock and how I saw her color turn to pure white as I raced a freight train. And I was beating the freight train. I was looking at it, showing off, and I stacked into a box of wood that had a refrigerator in it. And it knocked me backwards, and I was laying on the ground, and my head was hanging down, and every train wheel went by and it brushed the back of my head. Maybe that's why I'm bald up here, I don't know. But every train wheel did this. And finally, the engineer was told that the train stopped, and more than likely 50 or 60 cars had gone by. And he told my mother, if he had moved at all, it would have killed him. She was hanging sheets up drying outside, and I saw her color completely change. And I said, I'm okay, it's over, don't worry about it. It didn't really cut a whole lot of slack for me. And I was told, don't you go over by the depot again. It was right across from our driveway, or our backyard was the depot, just the tracks between it. But it was the point that caused her a lot of uneasiness. And we do things sometimes like that. If we really care for our parents, we're going to show that we will do things, and wisdom comes from taking their advice and learning from it. A lot of wisdom can come from what mothers themselves give us. They tell us things that we don't necessarily learn in school. They can give us thoughts that really help us to understand things much better. And when we have that kind of a relationship, that's what it's all about. When your parents speak, listen. How often have you thought, and some of us are up in years, but how often have you thought about, if I could only ask my mom or dad, especially my mom, something about this, how much it would help me? If I could only hear what they did during these times, it might mean something to me. We also realize that mothers deserve righteousness. And the Bible tells us very clearly about righteous living. The righteous bring joy and gladness to their parents, Proverbs 23, verses 24 through 25. And it's more important than any other achievement, that of being a righteous character. When we look back and we think about people that are righteous, we're not so concerned about what they've done from the eternal, from the physical standpoint, but rather what they've done from the eternal standpoint. What a great joy it is to know these things. Paul, writing to the church in Rome in chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, tells us that righteousness comes through faithfully following Jesus. And yet, nothing makes a mother more proud than to have a good or righteous son or daughter. This past weekend, we had some college graduations. Catherine Wall received her associate in arts degree. She's getting ready to transfer now to UIS. Allison Greer received her doctor's degree in physical therapy. And so Jeff said, now we have Dr. Greer in our family. And how proud they were to say that. And yet, I'm quite confident, even though Allison and Catherine were the focus, the parents were sitting back with a great deal of pride coming out saying, our offspring has really shown that they've done well and how proud we are of what they've accomplished. And it's a great and wonderful feeling. Now we get to the point where maybe some people struggle a little bit, and that is mothers deserve care. Some of you cannot really identify this just yet, but there's a passage that's not found in the scriptures, but it's a very definite truism, that is, old age ain't for sissies. The older we get, the more likely we are to have problems. I'm talking about physical problems, perhaps even mental problems, but for sure physical problems. Our get up and go has got up and went, and there's some problems that we might have, but what about care? As people get older, they're not able to do so much. They have the 30-yard dash instead of a 100-yard dash because that's all we can do. And it takes us a while to get from point A to point B, whatever that is. How much care do we show for them? We can look at passages in the scriptures like 1 Timothy 5, verses 4, 8, and 16, or even James chapter 1, verse 27, about how widowed mothers deserve our care. I've not ever told them, but I so much admire Dave and Tim for what they're planning on doing, taking care of their parents. Dave with his mother-in-law and Carla, and retirement will be there, and Tim and Linda will be taking care of his parents. That's what it's all about. And it really tells me that they understand what pure religion is and what it means. Art and Cecilia brought Cecil here for his final days. That's what it's all about when we care about our parents and we love them and we know they're going to struggle. There are things that happen as we get older that are not pleasant. Marie's father and mother moved to Indiana from Tennessee, and she drove with her father, and her mother drove with her sister, and I drove a U-Haul. But we got to a place to stop, and her father was not able to control himself, and so I had to change his clothing in a restroom. And I had to literally redress him because he just could not contain himself. And that was not a pleasant sight. But I did that because he was my father-in-law. He was somebody that needed assistance. If we really care, then it's not a challenge. Those of you that are younger, I'm quite confident that your parents didn't have a great joy of saying, oh, wow, they've really created a bomb this time, and now I have to change this diaper. And dad sometimes would hand the child to the baby and say, take care of this, would you? And the mothers would change the diapers and go on. You might remember when Dwight Butler was here for a meeting, and his wife, Gay, made a comment to Marie and me, I just can't wait until I get a little bit older. I'm going to go and live with Evan. And when I've got to the point where I'm going to be drooling from meals, and I have to have a diaper changed, and I have to have somebody take care of all my needs, I'm going to have Evan take care of me, because Evan just would die having to do that. But it's so exciting to know that those days are coming, and I remind him, Evan, in a couple more years, I'm coming to live with you, and you're going to have to take care of me. And I'm sure he prayed fervently that she would stay well, but it's the point that I hope that we would have that kind of love for our parents, that even though it isn't pleasant, it's necessary, and they've done these things for us, the least we can do is show our love and our concern for them. Mothers have gone above and beyond duty doing these things. If children understand that they become their parents' social security, now, I understand there are times that parents require more than children can give. It might be medical things that the children can't do on their own. And there's nothing wrong with having somebody else take care of them, but still provide what you can for them to help them. We should never have any of our parents, especially in the Lord's church, living out as homeless people because nobody will care for them. We have an obligation to take care of all, especially those of our own. And there's a requirement for those of our own household, meaning those that are in immediate connection with us. I also suggest to you that as professional medical care occur, don't just drop them off because it's convenient. Have you ever thought about that? You think when your parents were younger, when you were a young child, that it wouldn't have been convenient for them to just drop you off at some place and say, I'll pick you up in a few years when you've learned how to talk and walk and dress yourself and take care of your needs. But in the meantime, I've got things to do and I don't have this time to waste taking care of you. That may have entered our thoughts, but I hope that that never really ever happened. And the same thing with our parents. I hope that we wouldn't just treat them as somebody that's lived a good life and it's time for them to go and to get out of the way. Some of you were here when Ray Shupp was a preacher. And Ray died first and later Wilma died. And she left her estate for the most part to her family. Her sister-in-law talked to me as I was the executor of the will, and I told her that we were closing the will and getting ready to distribute some of the things, and most of it went to the church, but some to the family. She said, I don't care to know how much money she has, just tell me how much I'm going to get. I hope that we would never have that kind of an attitude toward our parents. I hope Mom and Dad have some good life insurance, because we need the money for a down payment on our house, and I want to get a new car. As a person here told me, my children are going to have to wait for me to die before they can start to live. I hope that wouldn't be the way we look at things. If my parents are going to get out of this world and whatever they have will be mine and life will be better. I hope that's not the case. I hope we do better than that. But mothers deserve a lot of things. And just as a little review, they deserve obedience. We need to do what our Bible teaches and show honor and respect to them. They deserve our respect, and to the point that we should obey them and do what they can, even though they may have more strength, academically be more capable than we have been, other issues, still respect them and care for them. They deserve the point of affection, that we care for them, that we really, truly love them. It's such a great thing to me to see a father and a son hug one another and to say, I love you, Dad. It's almost like in our society, that's something that shouldn't be. Boys and men just don't hug each other, especially when they become teenagers, because people are going to think you're pervert. I hope we would never have that happen. I hope we'd understand as Christians, we ought to show love and concern for one another and care for each other. Mothers deserve affection. And it's not just a pat on the back, but it's a hug and letting them know, I truly love you and I'm so grateful you're my mom. They deserve to be listened to because they have a lot of wisdom. And the wisdom that they have is something we can learn a lot from. They can tell us things that will save us from a lot of grief and help us to understand more clearly. They deserve righteousness. And if we show righteousness toward them and we live the way that we should, that will bring them great joy and happiness. They deserve to see their children living as they ought to live. And they deserve care. And I mentioned some of the people who are going to be caring for their parents. Probably a lot of you will be doing that. But it's the point that they deserve it. It's not just something that we ought to do. It's something we must do if we're going to be pleasing to God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But what if they want me to do things I don't want to do? If they're not against the scriptures, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's a challenge. God wants us to not only obey our parents, but he wants us to obey him. He wants us to acknowledge who he is and allow him to be our Lord and our master. That's why we extend an invitation for people to obey the gospel. He wants us to come back and be involved again. He wants us to live in such a way that we will all hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Can you imagine on Judgment Day the excitement we're going to have when we can see our parents if they're not alive or our grandparents and our children if they've preceded us in death, all of us standing before God and hearing the words, well done. We're not going to be connected with our mates as a husband and wife, but we're going to still be brothers and sisters and we're going to be together for eternity. And what a great and a wonderful joy for this reunion. Tim has selected a song, and we encourage you to consider that. If there's anyone who needs to respond, won't you come now to stand?